Chapter 135. A Dog's Mission 7, 2. Translator. Zia, Editor. Ellie, Su Su had just finished wiping up the water on the desk when she saw Tuan Tuan staring at her with a nervous, innocent look. While on the screen, the game interface had already been launched. Almost instinctively, she picked Tuan Tuan up to make sure it hadn't gotten wet or scalded. Then she glanced at the screen, froze for a moment, and finally logged into her account. What she saw surprised her. Her character was wearing a full set of high-quality gear, her inventory was filled with gold coins, and her inbox was packed. She opened the messages and read through them one by one. Most were transaction notifications, but one stood out. It was from someone named, "Steal Your Account. For business purposes, I borrowed your account for a bit. The payment has already been deposited into your bank account. What the hell? Is this some kind of scam?" Su Su had seen account hackers before, all kinds, but she had never encountered one like this. A hacker who not only didn't change her password, but even paid her. And her account wasn't even worth that much. Just judging from the gear she now had, it was probably worth quite a bit. She remembered that when she stopped playing, the account definitely didn't have all these valuable items. Just judging from all these items, the hacker probably lost money on this, unless they used her account to do something shady or illegal. And they even transferred money to her bank account? That was just too bizarre. Still suspicious, Su Su opened her bank account, and there it was. 5,000 yuan sitting quietly in her balance. Her mind went completely blank. What the heck? This felt like money falling from the sky, some sort of supernatural event? Was there really a kind-hearted person who just sent her money? But then she quickly realized something was off. No one would just do that for her. Could it have been her ex-boyfriend? Maybe he ran off with that other woman and now felt guilty, so he was trying to make it up to her? So, Su Su contacted customer service to check her login history and any unusual activity on her account. The two of them weren't even in the same city. She had changed her password, there was no way he could have gotten in. If he had logged in, customer service would definitely have detected it and flagged the account. But the results came back. Nothing out of the ordinary. Everything checked out. Even the gold coins and cash credited to her account were officially exchanged and transferred directly from the game company. There wasn't a single flaw in the process. Unless someone was a professional hacker, an average person couldn't possibly pull this off. Her ex-boyfriend was indeed good with computers and loved playing games, but he was definitely not some hacker-level tech genius. He didn't even know how to fix a computer, so how could he possibly hack accounts and then send her money? Plus, his family was wealthy, he had no reason to go through all that trouble. Clearly, she had really encountered a morally upright account thief. Since that was the case, well, no reason to refuse a free lunch. She might as well think of it as renting her account out for a while. Once she made peace with that, Su Su even went ahead and tidied up her account for the hacker's convenience. She even spent some time leveling up her character's profession. She had left the game unfinished before, so she now completed the remaining skill points she hadn't maxed out. In this game, equipment could be obtained through dungeon runs and loot boxes, but another method was crafting. If you had enough materials, the gear you made could sometimes be better than what you got from dungeons. Moreover, there was a chance that crafted gear could be automatically upgraded to a higher tier. Su Su's character had completed a special quest, which gave her a passive bonus. A 10% chance to automatically increase the quality of an item by one level during crafting. It was exactly because of that special trait that Su Su figured someone might indeed have had a reason to steal her account. That kind of special quest wasn't something just anyone could stumble upon, and even if they did, it was extremely hard to complete. Su Su had only triggered it because she didn't enjoy running dungeons. She preferred gathering and crafting, leveling up her profession instead. Since the person who took her account clearly aimed to farm gear for resale, she figured she might as well help by offering another reliable way to get good gear and sell it. After all, the person had even given her a decent sum of money. Why shouldn't she help them out while also helping herself? It really was a win-win situation. When the account was in her hands, it was only ever used for the occasional bit of gameplay to relax when she was bored. But now that she was busy writing every evening after work, she barely had time for games. Might as well let someone else use the account, it would actually be put to good use. And they were paying her for it too, so there was no reason not to. "Ah, Tuan Tuan, someone kind-hearted gave me a big sum of money. Once you give birth to your babies, I'll finally be able to take you in for surgery. Hee hee, for now, let's get you some good supplements." I'll cook some soup for you tonight. Su Su first transferred 2,100 yen to the male classmate to repay her debt, with 100 yen as interest, and sent him a few words of thanks. Then she paid off a debt she owed on an online credit app and went on to order snacks and daily essentials for Tuan Tuan. After that, she used an app to buy groceries. Her landlord had told her that there was a large fresh food supermarket nearby that accepted app orders and delivered directly to your door, fresh, convenient, and often with coupons. Previously, Su Su didn't have the money for it, but now that she did, she ordered enough ingredients for 3 days. She planned to spend the next couple of days giving Tuan Tuan some much-needed nourishment, and then she'd make some dumplings for herself to serve as breakfast for the upcoming week. If the groceries turned out to be as good as expected, she planned to order more fruits, vegetables, and meats tomorrow. She wanted to cook nutritious and tasty meals every day after work, and share some with Tuan Tuan, too. As long as she didn't add oil or salt, homemade food would definitely be much more nutritious than dog food. Watching Su Su excitedly shopping away, Su Yuyang finally breathed a sigh of relief. He had thought that since he had turned into a dog, he'd be stuck relying on this girl to take care of him forever. Being taken care of wasn't a big deal in itself. If the other person had money, he wouldn't mind being a pampered freeloader who just ate and slept all day. But Su Su was as broke as could be. If he just sat back and let her feed him like that, he really couldn't live with himself.